It's rivalry week here in Atlanta as the New Orleans Saints come into town to take on the Falcons, which, you know, it seemed like all the guys we talked about yesterday as far as on the Saints side look like they're probably all going to play more than likely this weekend. I know they said Kamara was limited, but I'm sure they're going to get played. And then, you know, where are the Falcons at a week more as far as trying to figure out what they want to do? Kirk Cousins getting better and better. My takeaway from this is if they lose, which I don't think they will, is like I'm not going to, because I keep hearing this about the Falcons. Yeah, they're one in whatever, but they're pretty good. No, we're going to go back to what your record is. You're a 1-3 football team, you know, and so you still got a long way to go. And for some reason this season to me, look at it, only 3 weeks or whatever. It don't seem like if you're 1-3 that the season's over.
No. You know what I mean? I know what you mean.
Yeah, it just don't feel like it. And I'm talking about league-wide, not talking about the Falcons. I'm talking about league-wide. Like, the Bengals are 0-3. I don't think the Bengals are out of it
I do know what you mean.
You know, I just don't feel that.
And I think that's an interesting observation. I've had it myself also. I think there's reasons for that. I think there's a lot of teams right there, right? Yeah. I think when this weekend is over, so much of the league is going to be 2-2. 1-3 is not that different. Now, it's going to feel different if you're 2-2 than it is if you're 1-3. I'll say that. A lot of that positivity that you've been hearing and I've been hearing and we've been seeing from Falcons fans, even at 1-2, and finding the silver lining or the positive, or saying, okay, that looked better, this looks better, it feels like things are going in the right direction, you're not going to hear any of that on Monday morning if they lose to the Saints. Like that benefit of the doubt of, well, it's hard to beat Patrick Mahomes, and week one, everyone was whatever. Like, first of all, I've never heard this level of benefit of the doubt from Falcons fans ever.
Ever.
Like, this has been...
Ever.
And I get it, because I've seen it too, and they do look like they're a pretty good football team. Mm-hmm. But if they lose to the Saints on Sunday... all that's gone.
Yeah.
Everything's gone from the benefit of the doubt standpoint of, oh, I can see this and I see that. And well, at a certain point, and I would say this weekend, all that, I can see signs of it. They can't be signs anymore.
No.
They have to actually be plays. You have to actually be successful. You can't be 2-for-9 on third down. How about have more than 9 third downs?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about it. The 2-for-9 every single week and the 6-for-27 on third down that the Falcons are so far this season, third worst in the NFL percentage, by far the worst in the NFL in terms of actual third down conversions. Nobody has less than 6.
6.
They only have 6 in 3 games.
Like,
cuz they only have 27 third downs because their drives are short.
Yes.
Or they only have so many drives. Like, they haven't had the ball very much in a lot of these games, especially week 1 and week 3. So, that's going to be a part of it, but yeah, I mean, all of the, again, I don't know entirely where it comes from. I'm surprised to see it. I guess I'm happy to see it. People are kind of riding with these guys longer than normal. But that riding with these guys is not going to be as easy if they don't win this game on Sunday.
I agree.
You can't be 0-3 at home.
No, I agree. And I think, you know, they have to possess the ball. They got to get plays in, Buck. I mean, if you look at the time possession throughout the season, they may have left, let's say, 12 drives out there in 3 games. They got to possess the ball more, and they got to be able to figure out what they want to do on third down and get Kirk comfortable, because he's comfortable early, but keep him comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to give defenses their credit also. They did some things, especially Spags. He started lighting them up and everything like that, but they got to keep him comfortable and keep this offense on schedule. As much as we talk about, especially in the NFL, it's an offense. It's a schedule type thing on offense, unless you got one of them dudes like Pat Mahomes, you can play off schedule. I'm talking about this Falcons offense is a scheduled offense, because your quarterback is not going to go above the X's and O's as far as breaking out the pocket and running.
You have a timing quarterback.
Yes.
You have a timing offense.
Yes. Everything has got to be right.
Which means he also has to be on time too, because that's something that you hope works itself out as the season goes on, but it hasn't yet. And just going back and looking at that fourth quarter against Kansas City on Sunday, there was plays to be made.
Yes.
The receivers were on time. The offensive line blocked it out, and Kirk was in the pocket. He just didn't make the throw.
Right.
And whether he was hesitant in making it or he underthrew it or whatever, there was plays to be made that just didn't get made. The third down is interesting because we've been relating it back to first down and second down. Joe Patrick came on yesterday and said they've actually been decent on first down. They actually have. Like, they're right in the middle of the league in terms of what you could expect yardage-wise on first down.
Where were they at second down
in? I didn't look at that, man. I don't have this kind of time. I was trapped in a room with a 4-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a dog. You know what I mean?
Hey, dog.
Here's the thing, though. The idea would be you're not getting yourself into third and manageable situations, right? It doesn't matter. They're 0-3 on third and short. So they're just bad on third down. They're just bad on third down. It doesn't. They're 3 of 10 on third and medium. So you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. That's not good enough. Mm-mm. They're 0-3 on third and short. They're 3-10 on third and medium. 3-8 on third and long, and 0-6 on third and extra long.
Okay, so this comes down
terrible on third down, no matter what the distance.
And this is one of those things where Zach Z Rob or whatever you want to call him, he's got to get in his bag.
Right.
He's got to figure out a play that, you know, if you look at a play caller's play sheet, they have everything, all these funny colors and pretty words and all this other stuff, laminating everything, and there's a box that says third down. And it's third down boxes, and they have the plays from third and short, third and medium, third and long, and third and real damn long.
Yeah.
He got to get in his box. He might need to switch a play up from maybe third and medium box and put it in the third and short or something like that. He's got to figure out a rhythm to keep this team on schedule. But the players got to execute too. The players got to execute the plan and things like that.
You just shouldn't be that bad on third and manageable, meaning anywhere between 1 and 5 yards. Right, that's third and manageable mm-hmm. in that distance. When you have a pretty decent offensive line and you have Bijan Robinson.
Yes.
Like, you should be able to pick up those yards, and they haven't been able to do it. And none more obvious than at the end of the game against Kansas City on Sunday, where there was multiple times where they had the ball in third and short, fourth and short, and they tried to get those tough yards, and they couldn't do it. So, I mean, you just have to do it. Yeah. I mean, there's no magic bullet or anything like that that anyone's going to come up with. At least we're not. Hopefully they come up with it. But you just have to block better and execute better. Get your block. If you're asked to block Tyler mm-hmm. Allgeier, maybe don't ask guys to do stuff that they're not – super good at doing, but right. whatever. If you're asked to do it, you got to do it. That's your job.
You got to do it, exactly.
And that's really what it comes down to. I mean, you just, these games are going to be close. This game Sunday is very likely going to be close mm-hmm. against New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a one-score game in the fourth quarter. And if you don't make those plays, you're probably going to lose.
See, it's simple as that. It's simple as that, because that's why they've been losing, because they have not done a little. They've been in all three games. All three games have been a one possession.
If they did what they did on the final drive against the Eagles in all three games, they'd be 3-0.
They'd be 3-0.
If they did what they did on the final drive against the Chiefs in all three games, they'd be 0-3.